Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review. First off, my apologies for not uploading anything all week. Last weekend, I started getting kind of sick, and it just got worse once the week started. And, you know, I have a full-time job, so I had to work, of course. I didn't want to blow through my time off, so I couldn't get that sleep, which is what I needed. I'm still a little sick, but I thought I would get this review in since my coughing and sneezing had died down. I was about to drink some more NyQuil last night, but decided to see if anything new that I wanted to see came out on Netflix. And, yeah, I was rewarded. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is actually a direct sequel to the original that forgets about all those other sequels and remakes and all that other stuff. So I was kind of excited to see what kind of a modern spin they would put on this. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with some nice exposition in the form of a TV documentary explaining the events of the previous movie, which I won't spoil for you here, because it's still a great movie to watch, and you should definitely go see that. Although you really don't need to watch the original in regards to understanding this movie, because that little documentary thing in the beginning kind of does explain everything. But anyway, there's a couple and two sisters, and they're on the way to this small town near where all the events took place. And they basically purchased this whole small town to open up a food spot, and they want to create some sort of new, more progressive society. It's not really that deep. I'll get into it a little bit during the breakdown. Anyway, all the buildings should be empty, but this old lady is still there, and she said that she has the deed, and she's still taking care of this special needs boy, who is really a man. Spoiler free. But they kick her out, and the police are transporting her and this man-child away. When something happens and things go left real quick. And that's where I'll stop. From there, that's where the body count starts. You know, he comes back to town and they try to survive, basically. And that's it. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 45% on the Rotten scale with just 11 reviews as of this recording. And the audience with 60% with less than 50 reviews. So it's right about what I expected. But what did I think? Well, let's get to these positives. You know, I wanted two things when I saw this title and I saw they were doing this again. Two things from this movie. This is all I wanted. Very easy to please. Lots of gore and a high body count. And I'm happy to say they delivered on both. You might be wondering how, when it didn't sound like there was a lot of people around that were going to be involved, just like kind of like the original. Well, let's just say there's a busload of people, which doubled as a kill box about halfway through the movie, which was a great scene. Whoever was playing Leatherface was really good. He was big and menacing, and that chainsaw work was something else, but it got a little crazy there. I mean, he was doing some of those Mortal Kombat moves at some point with the chainsaw, which was pretty entertaining. But that's okay. It was all in good fun. I kind of went with it. And while the ending seemed super implausible, which was a direct link to the original, I mean, besides Leatherface, spoiler free, I won't mention that, I liked the ending. I liked the way they did it. Picture a redo of the original ending, but with a victim involved. But let's get to these negatives. Now, first off, do we really need to cram social commentary into everything now? I mean, this is a little rant, I'm sorry. But at some point, they alluded to a school shooting. They had gun violence. They even had elements about the environment. They tried to make some point there. It was race, liberal, conservative. I mean, can we just get a horror movie with no message? Yeah, especially if you're not really going to have anything clever or new to say. Okay, end of my rant. So basically, the setup of this was garbage. Yes, they had the token black guy that doesn't survive very long. The acting is pretty bad. Had a lot of silly things to make them into victims. For example, the first victim of the group, I don't believe for one second she would have gone with that old lady for certain reasons, spoiler free. Why? You don't know her. There's no reason for you to be there. Another part in the third act, is there anything about Leatherface that makes you think he wants to have a conversation? Or if he even understands anything? I mean, they really push the level of belief here. Leatherface is an imposing force of brute strength and violence, right? But he's still just a man. He's not supernatural like Jason, so him getting shot and stabbed multiple times and still running around like nothing happened is just ridiculous. They pushed that a little bit too far. Anyway, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Did I enjoy it? And even with all the negatives that I just said, yes, I did. I'm going to put this one right at a 62%. Why, with all those negatives, are you asking, did I still enjoy this movie? Because ultimately, once you got past the garbage story and the bad acting, it didn't try to be anything other than what it was. A reason for Leatherface to wild out and kill a bunch of people in some unique ways. And make no mistake, the Leatherface is a star here. You get to see him in action a lot, and that's all I really wanted. Does it add anything to the story? Not at all. Was there an end credit to set up a sequel? Yes, there was. And I gotta say, if they can dummy up a reason to give me another one, I'll take it. As long as they keep in perspective while we're watching it, and, you know, we can all have some fun with it. Let's, you know, keep the social commentary stuff to the side and just make a story, you know, a regular story. We're not expecting anything complicated. But yeah, so if you're a fan of horror, fan of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, is it as good as the original or any of the other? I think there was one remake that was pretty decent. I can't remember which one that was. Else I would quote it here, but you know, I don't do any kind of fact-checking on this podcast. But yeah, I mean, still, the original's still my favorite. But yeah, check this one out. You'll have some fun with it. Has a short runtime. I think it was an hour 23, so it's not even that big of a time investment before they actually get to, you know, the killings. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook, the Instagram, and also the TikTok. I'm doing some stuff over there now that I'm not doing here. Well, eventually, I'm starting to branch out. But anyway, thank you again for your support. I appreciate it. And hopefully, I'll be able to post more content this weekend. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.